K4DOS, KO4NUE. For CHY, KO4NUE.
Good right now. KI4LZ guy. Sounds good over here now, right now.
KO4NUE, clear.
Up there, you'll be good to go from N4MMW Mobile.
Clear, sir. KO4NUE, clear.
Happened to GJG. He just gave up to Harvey Denton. KI4LZ guy. End up, you still there? KI4LZ guy.
Yeah, go ahead. I wasn't paying attention. N4MMW Mobile, go ahead.
I remember years ago your son was into this, but has he ever taken a notion to ever get back into it again?
Well, I talked to him a little bit. Got a radio for him, but he didn't seem to be too interested in or has time to. By the time he drives his truck all day long, he goes home, eats a little bite, and he crashes, I believe.
Well, just tell him when you see him next time, some of us remembers when he used to be active, and after so long a period of time, we go to thinking people are dead when it's like that. KI4LZI.
I have killed him yet, so he's still living. He's doing pretty good. He's not in my back pocket, that's for sure. You take care of that, hold the mountain in place. This is N4MMW Mobile.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 2 minutes. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Liberty, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. I'll begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGU portion. We'll now begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, KN4MDA, John in Lyman, KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit, K4XMR, Mail in Prosperity, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, and KG4WNP, Landon in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, and KC4W, Bill in Anderson, KO4RMM, Kurt in Greenville, and KX4YM, Scott in Greenville, and K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. for EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. This is KN4RJN. I had checked in early because I didn't think I was going to make it, but I am here and I will hang around.
The net would like to recognize KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. And, John, appreciate you hanging around. I got a story to tell you. So, all right, with that, I don't see anybody else on EchoLink. So tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin the RF portion of check-ins with India through Lima, any station, India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Hi, Chad. Good evening. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. KG4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on that 73.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Hope you and Anna are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, City in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Delta Romeo, W4BDR, Brian in Chesney, South Carolina. Over.
NUE, Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India. JI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
4NUE, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 7-3.
It would like to recognize KJ4JIA. That's Mr. Dennis and Gaffney. And KK4JFO, James, in Tuxedo, North Carolina. W4IOE, Sid, in Fletcher. W4BDR, Brian, in Chesney. KI4LZI, Andy, in Table Rock. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, in Greer. And Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. And KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. Are there any more stations, India through Lima? Please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Good. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, my telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in November 4. Mike, Whiskey, Jimmy, Mobile, over here in Taylor's. Will be negative and negative.
Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm on the Piedmont tonight. Sympathy you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Right, the net would like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She brings along KK4DMW, Mr. Rick, and their daughter, KM4MOQ, Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont, and I appreciate you checking in with us, Miss Lorena. Also, we'd like to recognize N4, Mike, Mike, Whiskey, Jimmy, and Taylor's, K4OIM, Mr. Walt and Inman, and KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, Moblin around in Piedmont. And Fred, you be careful out there tonight. Okay, I just got a station up on EchoLink, so let me pause here and make a call for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Hello again, Chad. If you would check in, KA4, PQA, QI Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself on the net. No traffic and no queue, and do say hello to Miss Anna for me.
Would like to recognize KA4 PQA, Mr. Stephen, checking in from Greenwood via Echo Link. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Stephen. And nice of you to use the Echo Link. That's kind of a nice function there. Okay, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Q Alpha 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Roy,
Recheck, Net Control.
Okay, Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to recognize KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Lloyd. And go ahead, recheck.
KO4NUE, Chad. This is KA4PQA. Don't forget to tell Miss Anna hello for me. KA4PQA.
I definitely will, Stephen. I will tell her hello directly from you. Appreciate you reminding me of that. Okay, any more stations? Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Sierra, Chris, and Lyman. No traffic, no queue. Good evening to you and all of it.
KO4NUE. Please check in KO4QOG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, and Liberty, and I'll be native.
4NUE. Ed, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize Whiskey November 4 Sierra, that's Mr. Chris in Lyman, and KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris in Liberty, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, and WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed up in Brevard. Ed, go ahead with your question and comment, sir.
Well, first, a comment. When I asked about plastic bags last night, I did some searching. I found Ziploc makes bags of all sizes, and one of them is 24 by 20 inches. That might serve a good purpose for working on parts. It gives you lots of room, and it's fairly clear. My question is, I'm putting up a slinky antenna, and I'm getting a lot of dip in it because of the distance. I'm stretching it between 50 feet between trees, and I want to know what kind of line you would recommend to use to avoid a lot of slack to hold up the slinky.
That's a good question. I'm not sure. Were you talking about to go down through the center of the slinky?
I tried parachute cord, and there seems to be too much stretch in it. I tried a heavier type cord, which I'm not sure if it's nylon or something else, and it it dips quite a bit. So the weight of the Slinky, which is about 35 feet long over the 50-foot stretch, plus the cable going from the center of the Slinky to the ground, it's rather heavy. And the parachute cord doesn't seem to hold it. I've tried some heavy string, and that seems to work better, but still I'm getting a lot of stretch in it.
Let's push that question toward the end of the net, and maybe somebody that's run a Slinky before can help with that. But let me process. Let me get on with the check-ins, and if you're still around, we'll come back to your question. Okay, with that, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Second drop. This is KE0, Uniform, Uniform, X-ray. KE0, UUX. This is Joe up here in Mount Pisgah. Hope everybody's doing well on that. 73, so everybody's moving.
I'd like to recognize KE0UUX. That's a good friend, Mr. Joe, up at Mount Pisgah. Hope you were doing well tonight, Joe. All right, any more stations? Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC. No traffic, no comment. Good evening to everyone on the net.
UE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Joy will be in and out. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
Please check in K1CJW, Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
Bring you in. Chad, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, no comment, but I'll be hanging around.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
That was a good group. So let's start with Mr. Jerry in 4DJC. I believe that's in Anderson, Jerry. I'll go ahead and process through the rest of these calls. If it's not Anderson, please let me know. KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments. And you bring along Miss Joy, K3JOY, also in Easley. Also, we'd like to welcome K1CJW, that's Mr. Roland in Pickens, KN4CHY, Mr. Keith in Seneca, and W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave in Greer. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Questions, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in KO4CEF. This is Andrew and Emman, and I'll be in and out tonight. Thank you.
This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4CEF. That's Mr. Andrew and Emman. Appreciate you checking in with us, Andrew. Okay, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Chad. Thanks.
Taylor's negative and negative, and I'm operating a little 19-inch whip inside my house with a totally different radio, and my signal may be very low. I don't know. Over.
Please check in out of turn, Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That's K9OH. Billy and Anderson to be in and out.
I can recognize what we got so far. The net would like to welcome KN4EZN, that's Mr. Harry and Candler. W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene and Traveler's Rest. And K90H, that's Mr. Billy and Anderson. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. To move on to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Whiskey 4, November, golf uniform, W4, never give up. Phil, walkie-talkie in Bowling Springs, negative and negative.
We'd like to recognize W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod in the land of Waz. Rod, have you seen Dorothy lately?
Not seen Dorothy. However, the sweet little witch from the north has been hanging around lately, and it's all good.
Over. Okay. I appreciate you letting me know, Rod. I'll be on the lookout. Okay, then I would like to recognize W4NGU, and that's Mr. Phil and Bowling Springs. Appreciate you checking in with us, Phil. And you be careful out there getting your exercise tonight, sir. All right, any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for rag chew may secure it this time. I'd like to remind everyone that every night at 9 p.m., the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society hosts the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Appreciate if you drop by and check in with us. And we'd just like to say that it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin with the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for check-ins and comments. So with that, first on the stop is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead and take it, John.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. How you doing? What's your story?
Well, I am calling the net from the truck tonight. And the interior lights keep going off every 8 minutes. And I've cycled through an ink pen I found in the floor, and it didn't work, so I had to scramble and find another one. But I am sitting here on the trail here at the deer camp, and there is a fella up the road here. He has turned his hound dog loose. He periodically does coon hunt down here. And he has turned that hound dog loose, and he is rolling up this river. And I mean, that dog is having a ball.
This is KN4RJN. Well, that's, I guess you can call the net from anywhere if you got a radio and a pen and a paper. But glad the dog's having a good time. Has he caught anything yet?
Caught anything, but he's stationary. He's got something up a tree or got something bait up. I'm not sure what it is, but I know about where the fella lives. I think I might swing by there and talk with him tomorrow if I can, just see what kind of dog he's got, because I listen to him throughout the year, and the dog sounds really nice. I'm not sure what it is, but I know you got a new dog in the house, so I figured I'd drop by and let you know that he's one here on the river tonight, and he's sounding off, buddy.
Just keying forward again. Yeah, if I lived out in the country, I could let mine run wild too, but in the subdivision here, that's probably not a good idea, so I have to keep him on a leash. But have you convinced Anna that you need a new gun sight yet?
Picked one out. I got a question about that. Can the sight have? I need night vision on that for the spotter scope, right?
It can for RGN. Well, if you just get a red dot sight, that'll work. You know what I'm talking about?
Talking about. I was hoping you'd help me out a little bit, but that's okay. I can settle for a red dot.
Roger. Red dot works real good. I've actually got two of them. I've got one on each scope. One's a fairly simple one that's just got the red dot, and the other one's got crosshairs, arrows, and big little and bigger dots and all kinds of stuff. But generally, just the red dot sight, and then you can dial that in on a fixed spot, even in the daylight, and then at night it works real good.
I've got one in mind, and John, on a serious note here, one other thing I wanted to tell you was I deployed with a young man on the second deployment. His name is Garrett, and we kind of stay in touch, and he's kind of been off the grid for the past 30 days. I have not been able to make contact with him. And yesterday I got a text message, him standing behind in front of a totally destroyed Russian BMP.
This is KN4RGN. Is that, is he over there?
Under that, he is over there.
This is KN4RGN. Do you have know what part of the country he's in?
Not as of yet. I did reply with a text. I haven't received any other information from him at this point. But he was grinning from ear to ear. So I'm not sure how to take that. But just a total surprise to me. But I'll find out and let you know. Over.
This is KN4RJ and Roger. After net, give me a call. I've got somebody over there that's somewhat close to me and has the same last name. Working out of Kiev, although they have been up in Chernobyl here of late, pulling unexploded stuff out of the ground and cleaning up areas. So he's playing EOD right now.
Well, I just gonna let you know, and if I know you got you have a contact there with I'll just leave it there. But I do need to make contact with you just in case I can do anything to try to help him or at least have. Somebody that he can make contact with. I'm sure he's doing well, but anything helpful when you're away from home that can be a godsend. Over.
This is KN4RJ and Roger. I asked my individual over there how I could get a package to him, and right now they're not sure because infrastructure things like postal service is somewhat disrupted, and they're not sure anything could get across the border from from our friends to the east, so or to the west, excuse me. So, give me a call after the net.
Here we go, John. Okay, bud, you got anything else for us? Got to tell you about the dog, and got some recommendations on a nice site. And tell you about my friend in the Ukraine. So, if you got anything else for us, if not, John, I'm going to move on to the next one. Over.
is KN4RJN. Roger that. I'll back on out of here. Say 73s, and we'll talk at you later. KN4RJN, I am clear.
KL4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check in? Please call KL4NUE.
UE. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Stephen Inman, and I'll be negative, negative.
No joy. I've got static into the repeater. Not making it in at all. Would you like to try again, sir?
38K4HR, Chad, can you copy me now, sir?
HR, KO4NUE. I got you, Mike. I'm not sure what was going on there, but I got you.
Follow my backyard portable with the HD. I may not have been on my X. So, again, I'll be short time tonight. 73 is you and Miss Anna. Chad, I hope you have a good night. Thanks for checking me in, sir. 73, we'll talk again soon.
Would like to recognize KN4VWA, that's Mr. Steve in Inman, and AK4HR. Mike, I believe that's Simpsonville. Am I right, Mike?
Chad, at home in Simpsonville. Just checking in on HD tonight because I'm backyard portable with the dogs again, as usual.
Appreciate you checking in with us, Mike. You have a nice night, sir. And, all right, any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next on the RAG Q, and that would be KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, go ahead and take it, sir.
4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, Chad. First of all, let me say that it's a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. And you sounded awfully good. Awfully good. Don't know what that setup you have in your truck is, but you are really booming in. And, I kind of know how your day's gone, but since it's been a while since I spoke with you, how'd the rest of your day go?
Went pretty good until about 30 minutes before the net. I've been having some trouble out of one of my radios up here. And it's been going on now for, I don't know, about 3 months. But I didn't notice it until we had a exercise a couple months ago, and when you use the radio to monitor or just leave it on, it gets really noisy really fast. After about an hour or hour and 10 minutes, and I mean, you just have to leave it on just to monitor, no transmitting or anything. And it gets warm, and then the transmit quality starts to really drop. So I'm not sure what's going on with the radio, but it's I wanted to try to call the net on my new antenna tonight, but that's not going to happen.
Sorry to hear about that. That could be several issues. If that radio does not have an internal fan, it relies on convection cooling. And if the air is damp and warm, that's not as good as dry and warm. This time of year, it might be damp. And, of course, in the woods there, you might have a humidity issue. Oh, there's just lots of things that could happen. And it could be a component that's borderline, and when it gets warmed up, when you say noise, I'm thinking you mean not a fan noise, not a chassis noise, but an audio frequency noise.
It can happen. happening is if you turn the radio on to monitor, like I said, I'm not talking about transmitting. I will progressively have to increase the squelch the warmer it gets. It's almost like it's leaking RF, and I have to continually adjust the squelch to silence it. It hadn't started this until I guess probably about 2-3 months ago, but it's progressively gotten worse as time goes on. So, not sure what it is, but it kind of kicked the caboodle tonight.
Well, you know, oftentimes when something is getting progressively worse, it reaches a point where it ceases to function. And then you find out what it is. Then you find out clearly what it is, what it has been. But I'm sorry to hear that. We rely on these things and under practically all conditions. But they are consumer brand, consumer rated stuff. And, you know, you worked a lot of your adult life with military grade stuff. It's a lot more rugged, anticipating tough use and tough environment as well. Well, let's see. I've been thinking since you had that question earlier about the saggy slinky. That sounded funny as I said it. The saggy slinky. What have you thought about that since that question came across?
The first thing that came to my mind would be weed eater cord. I don't think the paracord is going to work or anything that will retain water. I think that's going to be a problem. But weed eater cord, you know, monofilament that is, a monofilament that won't hold water, I think would be probably the solution. The other thing would, in my mind, would be vertical. I've never dealt with a slinky for an antenna, but not sure how that would work. But I don't know. What are your thoughts?
A friend of mine, another ham friend, who's a silent key now. Just before his heart attack that took him, it was sudden and for all of us, he gave me what's called a cliffhanger. That's a commercial brand name, a cliffhanger antenna that is a slinky. And there were instructions with that. I recall reading that. I've read it like 3 or 4 times. I've never deployed it. But the instructions were to use a journal line, and it offered two ways to do that. Inside the slinky, and you could use your, and I like the idea too of the trimmer line, but you must stretch that tight, very tight. Because over a distance that you're talking about here, there's going to be some sag, but I guess that's acceptable. It's just too much is too much. But you must stretch it really taut. And that can be inside. Or the second is a little more trouble, and that is to stretch two journal lines, one inside and one above the antenna. And the reason for the second one is to tie off. And where it sags the most, you go to that, let's call it the center. Where it sags the most, you join those two with a shorter span, and which gets longer as you don't, you know, you just go toward both ends, and you'll get it flat-topped that way. But it's a lot of fiddling, you know. That That's the best I can come up with, but if you suspend it with one line, it's going to sag to some degree. KK4JBQ.
Well, what do you think about the vertical? I guess that's out. Because it would be, I'm not sure how to feed that even.
To feed it in the center like you would any dipole. I probably should explain that the cliffhanger, if I'm remembering that name right, the cliffhanger is two slinkies where that center fed. Now you can have a center fed dipole vertical, but the feed line must come out directly perpendicular for at least a half wavelength so that the feed line isn't interfering with the signal that the antenna is generating. That's one consideration for a vertical dipole. But that would work. You still have some of the properties. You know, there's different properties, radiating properties of a dipole, which are preferred, especially in an urban environment where you have ground wave noise from buildings and electrical circuits and solar chargers and all that sort of stuff. Dipole isn't so sensitive to that. But in any event, your vertical idea would work. Certainly an N-fed, but that may not be what we're talking about here. Maybe the other fellow who posed the question might fill us in with a little more detail. KK4JDQ.
8RON, KO4NUE.
RON, I've been listening. I have looked on the web and found a couple of things. I did find a vertical setup. Basically, what I've got set up now, the link reach side is about 18 feet. What I saw on the web was a vertical pole, whatever, with this slinky coming down each side, and I didn't see the detail as to how it was attached. And then this one I'm looking at and how to put it together does have some sag in it, but the center is attached to the side of, or the gutter of a house. But the roof is tile, so I can't really do that with a metal roof. And there's some sag in that. I expect some sag, but I kind of like the idea of a messenger line going across and then connecting lines to the line going through the slinky to take out the sag. So I may have to do that. And also a heavy-duty weed a cord may be the ideal.
JC, I guess the question I was going to ask is he sold on the slinky, or would he consider an in-fed half wave? That'd be a simple way to do it. You have to have a 49-1, it's not a balance, more like a transformer on one end of it. It's lightweight. You can run it vertical. You know, it's a sloper, L, just about any configuration. And generally, they're not very, you know, you can have multi-bands or single-band versions.
Yeah, check in.
This is Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP, Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB. Sorry to interrupt, but thanks for taking a break for the check-in.
The net would like to recognize KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, and W2MJB, Mr. Mark, and Simpsonville. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight, Miss Wendy. Okay, Ed, you still in there?
but I'm interested in what people have as far as comments. The site I'm looking at is www.nonstopsystems.com/radio, some other things, and it's talking about slinky coil dipole, and it has a whole bunch of references at the end of it. It must be... talks about different ways of hooking it up, whatever. And you've seen my setup with the two trees. They're 50 feet apart with the hill next to it. And I'm still wondering if I should go from one of those trees to the tree further toward the road. The distance may be better. The orientation of the setup for the slinky is basically north-south. If I go to the lower tree, it's going to be more east-west, and that's where I'm wondering where the direction is going to come in.
Ed, this is KO4NUE. I'm not sure. I got an answer for you as far as getting the tension right. It'd have to be between two trees. But I think Jared's got a good idea with, if you're just wanting to use a slinky, just to use it, then hey, go for it, experiment with it. But I think Jared's right. It's probably easier ways to do that.
I'm looking at what the best setup would be for my lot as far as getting something so I can get on HF. I've got the entry box set up. I've got my ground in. I'm going to take my radio over to a friend in Hendersonville, and he's going to fire up the radio because it hasn't been used for a while to make sure that I don't put too much power on it to start with. But I'm wide open as to what kind of antenna I can use.
NUE, let me make sure I got it. What, if you'll hang around just a few more minutes, we'll push this down to, I've still got one more, Mr. Gary, for RagChew. If you don't mind, let me drop down there and pick him up, and if you hang around after the net, we'll get it figured out. So let's see, we started the RagChew with Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, you got anything else, sir?
Ed, I have been listening with interest, and I don't like hearing what other people have to say. So I do want to say this has been an interesting topic, and maybe Gary has some other ideas too. So I'll turn you loose and let you get on to Gary. KK4JBQ 73.
KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any more check-ins, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
Sure, and all on the net, please check in November for Alpha Hotel Oscar. And for AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative tonight. It's about sleepy time anyway. Just thought I'd check in at the last minute. 73 of the net.
Recognize Mr. Doug in Walhalla in 4AHO. Doug, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And we have the net every night at 9 o'clock. Different net controller every night. Appreciate you dropping by. You have a nice evening, sir. Okay, well, we'll move on to next on the list, which is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, you still in there, sir?
NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Yeah, I'm still here. We had a good day over here on the plantation today. I was sitting around last night, and my youngest son, Stephen, called, and his boss needed some stuff picked up from FedEx today. And his truck wasn't big enough, and so he asked me if I'd use my truck to go over and pick it up, or if they could just borrow the truck. And I said, whichever one you want to do. And so Stephen came over this afternoon, and he and I went over to FedEx and picked the stuff up. Got it back over to Sam's house and unloaded it. But crazy part about it is we got down there to where we were supposed to, where we picked it up, where we were told it was. People down there said, we're not supposed to have that stuff here. It's supposed to be up the main terminal. I said, well, I'm glad it wasn't all the way up there off of 101. and it's down here off of Malden Road. That's a whole lot closer for me.
You mentioned that it was a chemical used to clean a tap, as in a tap that cuts threads in metal. Is that what you were saying?
That kind of tap. It's a multi-port tap that you find in bars and well, about any place you go now. That they have four or five different sodas that they can run through it, or different beers, or whatnot. It's a dispenser tap, is what it is.
Okay, so it removes the gunk out of the nozzles. Is that right?
Yeah, out of the nozzles and the feed lines and stuff, you know, from the tank or whatever it is, it cleans the lines going from wherever the container is that contains the liquid to the port itself, and then it cleans the I call it a gun, the little control head there with the different buttons on it. It cleans all that out. They take those apart and clean them real well and put them back together. And happy. So, but anyway, it's pretty good solution. They use pumps. Or, you know, they got their own pumps that they pump through there and clean the lines out, and then of course they flush them out several times into a bucket and make sure the lines are clean and don't have any of the cleaner left in them and that sort of thing. But it's pretty fascinating thing that they do. But the problem was that there was a mix-up on the shipping, and it got sent to one place instead of being taken to the guy's home there that he runs his business out of, and it got all mixed up, and he asked me if I'd go pick it up, so we did.
Well, when I first joined the military, I got put on KP a lot. I mean a lot. I stayed in some kind of mischief all the time. But the mess sergeant, we had those coffee dispenser kind of things. It's got the valve on the front of it, but they dispense water and coffee and tea and this, that, and the other. And we failed a big inspection one time because, you know, I thought you just had to wash the container out. But that valve, even doesn't matter how well you clean the container, if you don't disassemble that valve, stuff starts to grow in there. And, boy, it sure was nasty. But I got another week or two of KP over that one, but learned my lesson. Even with the water cooler, I keep a water cooler on the work truck, and I disassemble that thing every time I wash the cooler out.
That you mentioned stuff growing in there like that. Stephen called it carpeting. He said, they're growing a carpet in there. And I said, what are you talking about? And that's what he was talking about, the different fungus and get in there and they start growing. And it looks like a piece of carpet, I guess. I don't know to him. But anyway, that's what that was all about. We got that taken care of, and then we came on back to the house and piddled around and didn't do anything here. And he left and went on home. I got to get out there and do a little work in the garden tomorrow if I can. I should be able to because it's not supposed to rain. I don't know if I can get out there with it being as dusty as it will be, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. One other thing, Ed was talking about a slinky antenna. I've got a slinky antenna. I have used it. Works real well. There's a nylon type cord. It's not masonry cord. This is braided, and you can pull it tight, and then it'll stretch a little bit, but it'll get to a point where it won't stretch anymore. And I've never used mine as a like a flat top dipole. I've always put mine up in inverted V configuration. The string doesn't have to be quite as tight, and you don't have to worry about it sagging. It's going to sag a little bit regardless. And you know, what I did is I stretched that thing out and went ahead and marked different places on the line, you know, and that made coals up, you know, like for 40 meters and 80 meters or whatnot, and stretched it out. And once I got it stretched out, it worked real well. Didn't have any problems with it. But like I said, I always put mine up in inverted V.